This is Molly Hemingway of The Federalist. Join me, my husband Mark of Real Clear Investigations, Kyle Mann of the Babylon Bee, San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod President Matt Harrison, and others for the 2023 Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 16th and Saturday, June 17th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Making the Case, June 16th and 17th in Chicago. issuesetc.org.
They are promoting modern families, which is code for child loss. Modern family simply means that the child had to lose their mother or father to be in that family.
Conservatives here tend to want a smaller government. The Nazis wanted a government that controls everything. Modern day conservatives in America put a big emphasis on freedom, liberty. The Nazis wanted to squelch individual freedom and liberty.
For a Christian, your absolute priority is always that your children would know the Lord God and know Him, especially in His grace and His mercy in Jesus Christ, and that they would know those things on their deathbed.
That's something that I would hope for anyone who was raised in Bill Gothard's system or in another system, teacher who claimed to seek for God but didn't, that they would come to know the beauty of Christ for who He truly is.
This is Mike from Illinois, and Lutherans Marching for Life, Love, Issues, etc.
Post Roe v. Wade, the abortion industry has a new strategy. They've been pushing the abortion pill for a long time, since the Bill Clinton days, but now it's become the center of their strategy. What you need to know about the abortion pill is it's really a do-it-yourself abortion. It doesn't need a doctor, doesn't need anyone looking out for you, watching your symptoms or your side effects. At least they say it doesn't. They say it's safe as Tylenol. It isn't. And to me, there's not a big difference between a do-it-yourself abortion and a back alley abortion. Turns out the abortion industry doesn't have a problem with back alley abortions as long as abortions get done. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live on this Wednesday, March the 15th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about a federal court case involving the abortion pill, mifepristone. Dr. John Sego of Texas Right to Life will be our guest. We'll do a little listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. Then we'll be looking forward to Sunday morning, according to the one-year lectionary, the fourth Sunday in Lent. Pastor Peter Bender of the Concordia Catechetical Academy will be our guest. Dr. John Sego is a bioethicist and president of Texas Right to Life. John, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Why are some in Texas seeking court intervention on the distribution of the abortion pill mifepristone?
Yeah, this is an important federal case that was brought by medical practitioners and some organizations to really shine light on the FDA putting politics, putting ideology ahead of their job, their appointed duty as a government agency to protect the public from dangerous drugs. And so there's a long history of the FDA dealing with these drugs, but the overall accusation is they didn't even follow their own protocol and process in approving the one of the pills used in chemical abortions.
So give us a more detailed history of mifepristone's journey through the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah, so this has been on market for about 20 years now, and we see that it was first approved under the Clinton administration, who really advocated for companies to bring this drug to market in the United States. And the motivation to even get the application into the FDA process was really a political one to expand access to abortion. And it's well documented, and this is brought up, the political motivations. It was approved for market back in 2000, and then every Democrat office, every Democrat president since then has actually loosened the guidelines, disregarded protocol and safety concerns. Again, the accusation is that they were doing this for a political purpose, not to actually do their job and protect the public from a dangerous drug.
With almost 20 years on the market, what do we know now about the effects of this drug?
So that's kind of one of the big things that's being argued, is that this drug has a extremely high complication rate. and the numbers of necessary surgical abortions after using this drug, and then the adverse effects of this drug have been ignored by the FDA. And the FDA is in court right now claiming that, well, you know, look at our data. We don't have complications. We don't have reports from doctors about how this is hurting women. The reality is they don't have that data because they stopped collecting it. Back under the Obama administration, one of the changes that they made that this pro-abortion president told the FDA to do is to loosen the reporting requirements from doctors and from hospitals when they see a woman with a complication after she took the abortion-inducing drugs. And so, yeah, they're absolutely claiming, you know, we don't have these effects. According to our records, it's safer than Tylenol. Well, when you look at other countries that actually have reliable reporting and statistics, the complication rate is extremely high, and the likelihood that a woman will have to have a follow-up surgical abortion is a lot higher than the FDA is admitting.
There are other reasons why these harmful effects are unreported other than loosened reporting standards. The way the drug is often administered, there's no way of knowing whether a complication is from this drug or from something else. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is kind of why the pro-abortion industry is promoting this, is because it doesn't have to be done in a clinic. It's not a surgical procedure. It's taking two different regimens of pills spread out. And the abortion industry, ever since the overturn of Roe, has been promoting mailing these abortion-inducing drugs. Even here in Texas, our pro-life state, we're seeing organizations advertise, hey, just go to this illegal website, order drugs, and we'll mail them directly to you, specifically targeting college students. We'll mail them to your dorm room. But you know, a woman can receive those and take the first pill, and then 24, 48 hours later, takes the second regimen. And this full abortion procedure could be done chemically in the privacy of one's own home. And so without that supervision or follow-up appointment from a doctor, you're right, the complications or the adverse effects would not be even on the radar of a medical professional, even if the FDA required them to report something they found.
So what arguments did this federal judge in Texas likely hear from Alliance Defending Freedom today?
So the coalition of organizations, including ADF, that brought this, were pointing to the continuous timeline of the FDA loosening common sense restrictions, loosening common sense requirements, like how late in pregnancy the drugs could be used, and really showed that they didn't have the evidence. They didn't have the proof that these were safe protocols to adopt. And so they were pointing to, under Clinton, Obama, and Biden, this continuation, this continued process of pro-abortion presidents loosening the guidelines, when the pill can be used, whether a doctor has to be present for them to take it, whether a pharmacy could directly mail the drugs to someone. All of these changes were made, not because the drug was found to be safe, but because they had an ideological goal of expanding abortion. And so ADF was pointing to the record of times where these rules were changed and they did not go through the normal process that the FDA uses for most other drugs.
USA Today is reporting that should the judge rule in Alliance Defending Freedom's favor, it would effectively ban nationwide this drug. Is that true?
So the judge has a lot of options on the table. This is a unique case. So the judge could roll back specific changes that the FDA has made, even in the last 2 years with the Biden administration, or he could, which ADF is asking for, go all the way back to the original process that allowed, you know, this drug to be put on the market. That's what they're asking, and that's what we're hoping, is that this will really force the FDA to go back to square one and to make sure that they are following reliable statistics and research about the safety of this drug. But the judge could do a number of things, and so we're keeping a close eye on exactly what extent his ruling is going to be.
Why is pushing chemical abortion increasingly at the center of the abortion industry's strategy?
So here in Texas, we've seen great success with our pro-life legislation. We passed the Texas Heartbeat Act that reduced the number of abortions in Texas by 55%. And then obviously with the overturn of Roe v. Wade, our, you know, strong pro-life legislation took place. And so our abortion clinics, our brick and mortar abortion clinics, have had to close down and move over into New Mexico. And so we've actually seen these abortion clinics close and have to follow the law. But that's not the case with an illegal website that's run out of another country that will mail abortion-inducing drugs directly to women. And so this is a way that the industry can continue to sell abortion, continue to promote their business, even in pro-life states. And that's what's most dangerous if, with the FDA approving this in the mail process, is the last change we saw from the Biden administration, is approving just mailing these drugs without the supervision of a physician. That's what was really extremely dangerous about this trend, is that we are fighting very hard that this doesn't become the new status quo, that abortion-inducing drugs are, you know, taken in the home or even in the dorm room.
So it's a do-it-yourself abortion pill. How is it any different from the so-called back-alley abortion?
Yeah, I mean, this is the new landscape of illegal abortions, and that is why the pro-abortion industry has been shifting in this way. You can see the trend where even before the overturn of Roe v. Wade, these using these abortion-inducing drugs counted for more than 50% of the abortions. And so it's easier. Obviously, with a FDA lowering the standards, you don't have to have licensed physicians, doing the ones doing the distributing and allowing these pills. So that's obviously easier on the industry to distribute these. And then we're also seeing dangerous trends from activists in Mexico who are physically bringing over the pills into South Texas and distributing them, and pro-abortion activists distributing them in South Texas communities. And so it is a lot easier to do this than rather have one building where they do surgical abortions. And so this is definitely the future of the abortion industry. And we're hoping that holding the FDA accountable in this case will really slow down some of these dangerous practices.
Dr. John Segoe is a bioethicist and president of Texas Right to Life. You'll find a link to Texas Right to Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Dr. Segoe, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Folks, October the 11th through the 13th are the dates for the 2023 Lutherans for Life National Conference in Cincinnati. The conference includes visits to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum. For more information, visit lutheransforlife.org/conference, lutheransforlife.org/conference. We'll be going through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line after the break.
Speaking the truth to power, the Lutheran option, cancel culture, media bias, a dying man's consolation. Some of your favorite guests will address these topics at the 2023 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 16th and Saturday, June 17th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Making the Case, June 16th and 17th in River Forest, Illinois.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Life Ministry is thousands of people sharing Christ's love and mercy and giving witness to our Lord's creation of life, His design for marriage and the family, and the God-given value of all human life from conception to natural death. Working with many partners, LCMS Life Ministry sponsors human care efforts that meet the needs of body and soul and provides resources and educational events for all ages. To learn more, email lifeministry@lcms.org and visit lcms.org/life.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Memoria Press award-winning Latin programs have successfully taught hundreds of thousands of students across the world. Their easy-to-use, step-by-step Latin curriculum provides students with an academic vocabulary, a mastery of English grammar, and strong critical thinking skills. If you're interested in learning more, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next purchase by using the coupon code LPR23. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.